This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature, is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. My daughter's off this week. She'll be back next week. So thanks for tuning in. The name of our company is Legacy Financial Strategies. And our tagline is we help you enjoy and protect your nest egg, where we try to increase your returns and reduce your risks if all possible. So we'll talk about investments and savings and what we do a little bit later. But let me give you some contact information, and then I'm going to be talking about what we're going to be talking about in these segments. So we're located at 3087 Innovation Way in Hermitage, Pennsylvania, zip code 16148, in development called Linden Point. We've been serving pre-retirees and retirees between my daughter and myself for over 60 years. That's not 6 years, 60 years. Now, we do work for some people who are in their 20s and 30s. Usually those are referrals or clients who have kids or grandkids. But primarily we work for pre-retirees and retirees. So our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Or if you're driving, just Google the word Legacy Financial, and it'll go to an area on Google, and you'll click on leavealegacy.com. It has all our contact information. That's leave, L-E-A-V-E, letter A, legacy.com. In fact, if you go to that website, it's chock full of information. It tells you what we do, lots of educational videos. In fact, let me just talk about what we're going to be talking about, and I'll tell you a little bit what's on the site, but it would take me literally probably hours to tell you that everything's on that website. That's leavealegacy.com. So we're going to be talking about this market. It's been setting records all-time high. And, of course, I think a lot of people, maybe not everybody, but many people are looking for the shoe to drop. When is this market going to crash? Because we all have crashes. So we're going to talk about that and some alternative strategies that you could participate on the upside but no downside risks. So we'll talk about that. Are there strategies out there? Is that possible? Is that possible? Our last segment, you want to stay tuned. Of course, I'm doing this on Tuesday, November 12, 2019, in the evening. And the reason being, my daughter and I, we are leaving tomorrow, which is Wednesday, November 13, to be back real late on Friday. As I mentioned, we signed a contract to do 20 workshops in Pennsylvania and Ohio, sponsored by the Dimension Society. But basically, it's all around how to protect your assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down, both on a pre-crisis basis and a crisis basis. I would venture to say the majority of brokers, insurance people, don't know how to do that. And we work with all law attorneys from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania. Now, we know quite a bit already about that, but we're going to be co-authoring a book called Don't Go Broke in a Nursing Home. You'll hear more about that, and we'll tell you more next week about our trip and what and additional things we learned along the way. So, again, what do we do at Legacy Financial Strategies? Well, We do what? We show people how to protect their assets from catastrophic illness on a Medicaid spend down on a pre-crisis in a crisis basis. You know, I've mentioned in past shows, if you had a house that was paid for and it caught on fire and you were able to make a phone call to your insurance agent who sold fire insurance, homeowners insurance, and says to you, can I buy fire insurance because my house is on fire? Now, you probably wouldn't do that. Of course you couldn't. But there are people who haven't done any pre-crisis planning because they said they'll never go into a nursing home, never need in-home care. That's not going to happen. And all of a sudden, you're in a crisis situation. Is there something you can do? Unlike fire insurance, you can with the Medicaid planning. There's something called the IC versus the CS. Do you know the difference between the IC and the CS? The IC is the institutionalized spouse or the person in a nursing home. And the CS, I meant to say IS and CS. And the CS is the community spouse at home. Well, one of the keys is trying to convert assets from the spouse at home to income, where the nursing home can't grab all the money. So there is some planning. I'm not going to go in a lot of detail. We'll just tell you when the upcoming workshops will be held. They won't be held until 2020. We'll probably have a kickoff in January. So hear more about those dates. But also, there are pre-crises that you can do. And a lot of people think right away, long-term care insurance. That is certainly one way. It's not my favorite way. And the reason it isn't, number one, if you never do use it, even though there's about a 70% chance that someone over 65 or older will, you hear this, will need some type of convalescent care for in-home care, assisted living care, adult daycare, nursing home. Now, 30%, you won't. So let me give you an example. My grandmother, who lived 98 years of age, she never spent a day in a nursing home. My dad spent 2.5 months. He was covered by Medicare. My father-in-law, he went in when he was 80. He was there 7 years. He died at 87. So you never know. But if you haven't done that planning, it could really wipe out your nest egg. And can you imagine that if you are in a nursing home, or needing in-home care, and you're a sound mind, and you're seeing those assets being depleted. You think you might want to know, is there such a plan, or even if I'm a crisis basis, is there someone you could contact to see if we can help that individual? The answer is yes. So long-term care is one of them, but the reason I don't like it, if you don't use it, you lose it. A lot of companies are going out of business. It's too expensive. And number three, the price. You see the price of those plans? They're astronomical. If you're 65 and you buy it, if you have inflation added on, it's getting more and more expensive every single year. But there are other strategies that pre-crisis, asset-based, long-term care, and there's special life insurance policies. Now, most people think life insurance is for people after you died. Well, that's certainly one type, but there is a type of life insurance that you can accelerate the death benefit while you're alive if it's used, we call, for morbidity, which means you need in-home care, assisted living care, or nursing home care. How about that? You can accelerate the death benefit, but if you never use it, then it goes to your heirs on a tax-free basis. If you're from Pennsylvania, there's not even an inheritance taxes. Now, in Ohio, you don't have an inheritance taxes. You used to have an Ohio state tax many years ago, but they did away with that. So that's one of the things we're passionate about, is how to protect your assets from catastrophic illness, both on a Medicaid spend down and a pre-crisis basis. So if you'd like more information or set up a consultation either by phone or in person, give us a call at toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or just set up a meeting, come in, it's a complimentary consultation. Also, what do we do? Taxes, tax preparation and tax planning. We did 626 returns last year, but we also do tax planning. One of the things we're going to be adding probably next year is tax resolution for those people who owe money and don't know how to negotiate with the government. So you'll hear more about that. What else do we do? We show people how to avoid probate. Now, there's all different types of ways of avoiding probate, which I'm not going to go into. And everything has pros and cons. But we do work with outlaw attorneys from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania. In fact, I happen to belong, my daughter belongs to the Mahoney-Shenango Valley State Planning Council. I'm a master certified estate planner. She's a certified estate planner. Now, when it comes to investments or savings, I can't say we have everything, but we have most financial instruments out there. So we talk about yellow, green, and red money. What is yellow money? That's like a traffic light. We call that your emergency money. That would be what? Checking, savings, money market, credit union. We recommend anywhere from 3 months to a year. What are the pros? Well, it's very liquid, relatively safe. The disadvantages, it doesn't earn very much, and you got to pay taxes on it. Red money is risk money. That's anything go up and down. That would be what? Stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, variable annuities. Anything that has risk to it is red money. Commodities, gold, silver. We have a division of our company called Legacy Advisory Group. Again, the advantage, you get the upside. The disadvantage, you get the downside. So we'll talk about that on the next segment. Are there some other strategies that maybe you should consider moving part of your money? So we call that your so-so money, your red money. Now we're going to talk about your no-so money is your green money. That would be stock. That would be CDs, long-term CDs, savings bonds, fixed annuities that pay a fixed rate. Those can be 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, et cetera. Then there's index annuities. We'll talk about that on the next segment. The advantage is you have no downside risk if the market crashes. You have decent liquidity, but it's not 100% liquidity. Well, you can get 100% liquidity, but you may end up paying some surrender charge depending on how long you had it. But they're usually pretty liquid. We don't recommend putting all your money there. But the disadvantage is maybe you could do, if you know the market's going to go up every year, you might want to put all the money in the red money. Now, most people don't know it's going to go up every year, so that's why they have a balance. So if you have a portfolio, many people put stock bonds and those kind of instruments. So we'll talk about that maybe from a bond asset or even possibly some of the other money. There are some other strategies that you might want to consider in that green money strategy. So you're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. We come back. We're going to talk about the market, the economy, and about some 6 mini seminars that you can have access to. So please listen to this very important message.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Let me give you some contact information. If you'd like to accept a complimentary consultation, that's 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or Google the word Legacy Financial, Legacy Financial. It'll take you an area on Google and just click on that button. It'll say leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com. It has all our contact information. And one of the areas when you go there, you might want to click on on-demand seminars. On-demand seminars. We have 6 mini seminars. One of them is on Social Security, and we're going to talk about the break-even analysis. That's one of the hot buttons people always want to know. When is the best time to take Social Security? So we have one on Social Security. Now, when you go into that area, they ask you to put your first name, email, and then they'll give you a video. It's a mini seminar, about 6 minutes long. There's free reports that you can download. You can take the quiz before you watch the video, or you can take it afterwards, or do it both before and afterwards to test your knowledge. So one is on Social Security. One is on retirement readiness. Are you ready to retire? Then I had one person tell me it's all about income. Paycheck for life. It's all about income. Income. He wants to turn income on. So we have a mini seminar on guaranteed income. Paycheck for life. One is on retirement readiness. Are you ready to retire? One's on Social Security. One is on estate planning, wills, trusts, power of attorneys, etc. One is on women in wealth. Women in wealth. And one is how to have a tax-free retirement. In fact, have you heard of the IRA alternative? If you're a business person, you may want to learn more about that. But if you want to get an inkling, go to that mini seminars, how to have a tax-free retirement. On the next segment, we'll talk about the debt. We talked last week about that USDebtClock.org. We're going to talk a little bit more about that, why this may be a blue light special for taxes. So if you got one of those ticky time bombs, you own one of those, such as a 401k, you think it's the best thing to slice bread because you really haven't analyzed it. You just look at what it's worth, but you have a partner. When you get your statement, just think of a partner. It's Uncle Sam. And when you start taking money at the other end, guess what? Usually in 2, 3, 4 years, you'll end up paying all those tax savings back. And if you don't, your spouse or your heirs will. I mean, it may sound shocking. You've never done the math. We can prove it to you. One thing we know here is math. So it's very easy to be able to prove that. Or 403B, same concept as a 401K. IRA, same thing. Internal Revenue Account. Now they're called Individual Retirement Account. 457 plans. That's a government plan. Profit sharing programs, thrift programs, KIOs, simple IRAs, SEP plans. Those are all ticking time bombs. You felt pretty good while you're putting money in because you got the tax relief, the tax benefits. But boy, you will pay at the other end. And you have no idea how you will pay. Is there also some alternatives? We have a booklet we can give you to you by Jay Bailey. Jay Bailey called 401K Not Okay. 401 not okay. 401 not okay. And if you'd like to get a copy of that book, just give us a call toll free at 800-264-4963. We'd like to talk to you for a few minutes just to make sure you're not a broker. So again, 401 not okay by J-A-Y Beatty. So let's talk about the break-even analysis. Now, the best way to know when to take Social Security is knowing your date of death. Now, if you know your date of death, we can tell you exactly when to take it. So far, their break-even analysis have assumed all benefits are spent as they are received. But what if a client doesn't need the income from Social Security and would invest the money instead? There may be a few people like that. However, there is a strategy called Start, Stop, and Restart Again. And to fill that gap, there is a vehicle, a financial instrument, which we're going to talk about a little bit, that you can use to plug those gaps in. But if the client doesn't need the income for Social Security and would invest the money instead, most people don't, but if you did, our analysis come up with different conclusions depending on the rate of return earned on investment benefits. Most people, the break-even is like 77 or 78. But if you invested it, say you invested at 4%, the break-even is 81 if you invest it again. In other words, after 81, the client will have more money if he takes the delayed benefits at 70. If the rate of return on invested benefits is 6%, that's net of fees, the break-even rises to 84. And if the rate of return is 8% after fees, the break-even age jumps to 90. That's if you invest the difference. How many people actually invest the difference? Not many. My daughter, Sherry, used to work for the Social Security office. So if you'd like to get an analysis done on your Social Security, give us a call. In fact, one of the things we do, in conjunction with that Social Security plan is what we call the retirement roadmap. So the first meeting when you come in, it's a complimentary consultation. We ask you a lot of questions. You ask us to see if there's a good fit. Then the next meeting, we give you some homework, an expense sheet, kind of like a, what you spend money on. Hopefully you brought your Social Security statements on the first meeting so we can analyze that on the next one. We email you a risk suitability and capacity scores so when we come back, we know that. And then when we come back, we do what you call the retirement roadmap. The first one's complimentary consultation. The second one's building that retirement roadmap in front of you. We put all your expenses in. If you get a pension or not a pension, we plug in different scenarios for Social Security, say 62, 63, 64, 65, et cetera. We can change that, date of death. We can play with those numbers, a rate of return, and then your investable assets, inflation. We work through that. And then we push a button that says calculate. Calculate, folks. And the one thing about the computer, it's not emotional. It may say you have to delay retirement for 30 years. Well, that's not practical. Or if you're spending too much money, it says you've got to reduce expenses or you've got to invest X amount of dollars. So the computer is not emotional. And then we go over the risk score. Then on the third meeting, we talk about solutions. But because we're fiduciaries, we go through the pros and the cons. Pros and cons. And if it's managed money, if red monies we talk about, if that's a fit for you, we go over that. And then we get paid a fee if that's a solution. If it's some green money where we're talking some other type of strategy, we would get paid a commission that does not come out of your pocket. But the institution would pay us. But we go through the pros and cons based on what you're trying to accomplish. One size does not fit all. You may hate a solution. After you explain, it may not be a fit for you. On the other hand, it may be you weren't aware how this particular tool worked. So the conclusion, if a client can afford to invest all of his or her Social Security benefits and is willing to take risks in attempt to earn 8% or more, you may be better off to invest the money. But that's one of the things we will talk about, have a discussion, what you come in. So first meeting, as a fact finder, discovery process, we ask you a lot of questions. You ask us questions to see if there's a good fit. If there's a good fit, we invite you to the second meeting. You leave your checkbook at home. We do the retirement roadmap. Then the third meeting, sometimes the fourth meeting, we talk about solutions. Each one of these meetings lasts anywhere from an hour to 2 hours, usually closer to 2 hours, depending on what questions you have. And then we also look to see if on wills, trusts, there's a questionnaire on regarding that, on protecting assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down. So if you'd like to get a complimentary consultation or an independent objective analysis on your holdings, give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963. It's 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or Google the word Legacy Financial. I'll take you to an area in Google, and click on leavealegacy.com. As we'll take you to our website, leavealegacy.com. And if you'd like to get this brochure, also that's not on the website, Baby Boomers Guide, it's laminated, a guide to Social Security, what baby boomers need to know about Social Security. What is Social Security? How you become eligible for Social Security benefits. Talks about the top 35 earnings. It's about 6-7 pages long, laminated, and there's no charge for that. So when you call, just ask for that. The Baby Boomers Guide to Social Security. Complimentary consultation. We'll be glad to mail it out. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to support the message. When we come back, we're going to talk about an alternative and what the market's doing that it might be for your no-so money rather than your so-so money.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. So in this segment, we're going to talk about a green money strategy called your no-so money versus your so-so money. Now, what is the difference between your no-so money and your so-so money? And how to turn that in to a paycheck for life. Wouldn't it be nice, folks, that when you are close to retirement, that you have a plan in place that you, no matter what happens to the economy, that you have a predictable paycheck for life called your no-so money versus your so-so. Now, your so-so money, as I mentioned, that's red money. That's anything that has risk. We do have a division of our company that handles that, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, etc. And we like tactical versus strategic, but we do have both. And that's your so-so money because you can't have a predictable the outcome. But on your no-so money, it's involving a green money strategy, and it's an income index annuity. Now, the word annuity kind of turns some people off because they don't really know what it is. They just know annuities, bad. Well, that may or may not be. There are some annuities that are very, very bad. And guess what? There's some stocks, bonds, and mutual funds that are very bad. There's some money markets that are very bad. A hammer, as I mentioned on past shows, is a good tool if you're what? You're going to pound a nail. If you're going to dig a hole, I don't think it would work very good. Probably a pick and a shovel. So don't get hung up on the N word. It's a strategy that's linked to some type of industry. Now, I have a chart that I never had access to, but I've had it the last several months, the Pennsylvania and Ohio, and I could show the top index annuities over the past 10 years. In fact, not the past, the top 10, top 25. Now, obviously, just because over the past 10 years it did this does not mean it's going to do that going forward. So that's a way of a disclosure. But the one of the advantages is no matter what happens to market condition, you can't lose money due to market conditions. The only way you could possibly lose money if you surrendered it. Now, if you die, surrender charges are gone. And most companies allow you to take up to 10% with no penalty. And usually you have 365 days a year. Most of them, not all, but most, probably 90% of them do. Some even allow to accumulate it. You can go 10, 20, etc. There's a few of those. Not many, but a few of those. Some have, if you try to change your mind, you can get all your principal back. So they all have their pros and cons. And we're talking about for a piece of your money, and maybe for a bond alternative, you might look at it. But I'm looking at a chart here a couple months ago that the top 25, the lowest one was 4.96, and most of these don't have fees. Some do, all the way up to 8.4%. Now, let me ask you a question. If, now that's the past 10 years, doesn't mean going forward, but if you could find a vehicle that has the potential with no downside risk, would you be happy with that net of fees? I think a lot of people would like to at least learn more about that and see if it's suitable rather than say no. Then some of these, now you probably will pay a fee, they have income riders where you can have that paycheck for life where you could turn it on later and it'll produce a income stream no matter what happens to you. It will pay you an income stream. Now part of the fiduciaries I mentioned, usually on the third meeting, sometimes the fourth, when we come to that solution, to base upon your risk score, suitability, and capacity, when we talk about red money, if that's a solution, that's your so-so money. We talk about your yellow money. And if it's a solution, we may talk about some of these green money strategies, if it's suitable. If it's not, if you're not, we take it off the table. It doesn't really make any difference one way or another to us. It's all about your plan, not our plan. But if you have limited money, I can tell you this, and you say put it all in the market, it's probably not a good fit. But we'd find that out very early in the first or second meeting. So if you'd like to set up a complimentary consultation or learn more about how it works, give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Set up that complimentary consultation or set up a phone call to learn more about that or Google the word Legacy Financial, Legacy Financial, and then click on it says leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com. I'll take it to our website. It has all our contact information. So let's talk about part of the planning As I do, which as I mentioned, we show people how to protect assets from catastrophic illness, Medicaid spend down, pre-crisis, crisis planning, wills, trusts. We work with double law attorneys in those arenas. We talk about investments, savings, vehicle. And then taxes is a big one. Now, most people you work with can't give tax advice or not allowed. But we're independent, so we have a tax practice, and we are allowed to give tax advice. So I talked about last week about what's going on with the our country. And if you don't think this is a blue light special that the Tax Cuts and Job Act provided, you need to go to a couple websites. I'll give you the website again, usdebtclock.org, www.usdebtclock.org. And you'll watch those dials. You'll see about the debt. You'll see how much money do we take in. I mentioned last week, $3.5 trillion. We're spending about $4.7 trillion. Now, most people hear the word trillion, oh, that's too complicated. No, it's not. If you made $3,500 a year or a month, $3,500 a month, and you're spending $4,700, you know there's a problem. You don't have to be good with numbers to know there's a problem. And you already owe piles of debts on top of that. So where are they going to get that money from? They're coming for people who are paying taxes. Sooner or later, it'll come. Unfortunately, I would like to see them do the penny plan or some other plan to curb that. But right now, they got a lot of nonsense going on in the government, and I don't see anything till possibly maybe the next election. If they take over the House, if they don't, we'll be a stalemate again. But that's one site you can go to. Another site you can go to, truthinaccounting.org. Truthinaccounting.org. www.truthinaccounting.org. And once you go there, you might want to go to our website again, leavealegacy.com, on-demand seminars, and click on that button, how to have a tax-free retirement. If you have one of those internal revenue accounts, call the 401k, IRA, etc., you may want to learn more about that if it is suitable for you. Now, if you're too old, it may not be a suitable strategy for you, and we have some other alternative strategies for you. Okay, so if you think we have debt, if you think we have debt, it's global, worldwide. How about China? We are 22 trillion economy, 23 trillion of debt. China, you ready for this, is $14 trillion economy, and they are around about $55 trillion in debt. That's correct. $55 trillion. The Chinese government has pumped over $21 trillion in fake money into its financial system. They make America look like pikers when it comes to printing money. Many analysts believe it will be a misstep by China rather than U.S. that will cause the next recession and market crash. And what is a recession? It's when the GDP, gross domestic product, stays the same or declines for two consecutive quarters. So the market's pretty top-heavy. I'm hoping we can squeak out till after the election, because if not, we're going to be going down quickly. I can tell you that. But eventually, it's going to happen. So I think now is a good time to do some planning. You might have a little bit of window and learn about these other strategies. I'm not saying take all the money, but maybe have some tactical in your so-so money rather than have it all in the so-so money. And then you might have a certain amount in your no-so money. China has a major shadow banking system that is not easily monitored by Chinese government. It won't take much to cause massive defaults to current Chinese financial system. Analysts are predicting, you ready for this, folks? 20 to 25% of Chinese bank loans will default. Let me repeat that. Some analysts are predicting that 20 to 25% of the Chinese bank loans will default. No one knows how this will play out except to say it will be bad. How many of our customers will gamble, our clients, gamble their futures and prospects, clients to be, if they knew, if you knew this was coming? And we've got some information. If you'd like to learn more about that. So again, if you'd like to get a complimentary consultation or learn more about that, give us a call toll free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or Google the word Legacy Financial. It'll take you to an area. Click on leavealegacy.com. Leavealegacy.com has all our contact information. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about politics.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. So we're going to talk a little politics and what's going on in the news. As I said, I'm airing this in my office on Tuesday, November 12, 2019, because we're going to be in St. Charles, Missouri, learning more information about how to protect your assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down. We signed a contract. We'll be doing 20 workshops next year, 2020, both in Ohio and Pennsylvania. If you haven't planned for that, that's the one thing that could wipe you out. But Veterans Day was Monday. Now, I'm a veteran. I was Navy Reserves. But nevertheless, I am a veteran. And I find it rather insulting anytime, but especially on Veterans Day, but anytime, that Bernie Sanders, you know, he's the one that played the part back in the future where he looked like he slept in a Volkswagen, says that he wants to close veterans hospitals and put in abortion clinics. You heard me right. Google that. He wants to close veteran hospitals and put in abortion clinics. And he said that on Veterans Day. Any time of the year is disgusting, deplorable, it's evil. I don't care how you look at it. And obviously, you could probably tell, because when you have people like AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, as I call the prophet, because we have 12 years before the planet's done, and they interviewed Bernie and her, and they asked her if he becomes president, could you imagine that? No, I can't imagine at all. It will not happen. That AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, would play, he said, a major role in his presidency, whatever that means. Maybe she will be the prognosticator. Maybe she'll be in charge of exterminating cows. I don't know what roles, he did not say. So last week, you know, we unveiled the whistleblower, and now it seems like the whistleblower may be, the CIA agent, may be getting into trouble because he had a GoFundMe fund to raise money to help pay for some of his lawyer expenses. And that's a no-no, so he's going to get into big trouble for that. Now, folks, you may not know, I have a GoFundMe fund, and I won't give you the site, but if you're interested, call me. It's how to raise money for Nancy Pelosi because she needs a little bit more Botox. And if you're interested in donating to that, she has a few more twitches, and I set up a fund, but I'll give you the information if you want to donate to that because she may be interested in that. So let me know. You can give us a call. I've set one up, or I will set one up, if I have enough people who are interested in that. Well, tomorrow starts the hearings. And Adam Schiff, have you ever looked at his eyes? If you looked at his eyes, do you see the force of evil in this individual? Now, God loves everybody. He wants all to come to repentance. But this gentleman looks like he's spellbound, like he's in another zone or something about that. He said, over the last month, we've learned a lot about the left's whistleblower. None of it convinced Americans that this guy is some kind of patriot. Adam Schiff lied about what he knew before the complaint came out. Looks like his office was working with the whistleblower for a long time. We also know that this whistleblower worked with Biden and other Democrats. He is clearly a liberal partisan looking to help his party. Now, well-verified reporter Greg Jarrett, great patriot and lawyer, is claiming this man is no whistleblower at all. In fact, he's accused of being a full-blown spy, according to Greg Jarrett. I talked about this last week, but it's worth repeating again this week. Schiff has been hiding his identity, obstructing all questions about him in order to conceal the evidence of how this informant colluded with Schiff and his staff to invent a pretext to impeach the president. Democrats are in a panic as the secret identity of their fabled whistleblower has been revealed, and it shows they were not unbiased. Jerry calls out the whistleblower as it being an informant trying to work with Schiff to create a pretest. Also, the left can create a reason for impeaching Donald Trump. According to this reporter, he was working from Schiff from the start. He wasn't a concerned citizen trying to hold the president accountable. He was doing what? Obeying orders from the left to craft this bogus narrative that Trump tried to pressure Ukraine. Keep in mind, this is not a wild theory thrown out by some random social media user. This is a respected reporter with a proven record. After all, he doesn't work for the Communist News Network called CNN. More details about the whistleblower will come out in coming days, which means the entire impeachment inquiry is illegal. Now, who's on the hot seat? The Inspector General report is going to be coming out maybe the end of this week, maybe by the end of November, before Thanksgiving, but it's coming out soon. They've been saying it for quite a while, but I think it's around the corner. Department of Justice Inspector General Michael Horowitz is expected to make multiple criminal referrals as part of his report based on his probe of how the FBI dug in to President Donald Trump. And one of those criminal referrals is who? Take a guess. Is expected to be former FBI Director James Comey, according to two sources, the report claims. House Freedom Caucus Chairman Andy Biggs told Sean Hannity of Fox News that several other top government figures, such as former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe and former U.S. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, may also be found culpable. As I mentioned before about Comey, his brother, Peter Comey, works for D.L. Piper. That's a law and accounting firm that prepared the 990 for the Clinton Foundation. I have a copy, because it's public information, of the 990. Now, Peter Comey didn't sign off on it, but that firm, D.L. Piper, did. Horowitz's report is expected to be made public before the end of November. His investigation is also expected to reveal that the FBI knew before securing a Foreign Intelligence Survey Act, the FISA, to spy on former Trump campaign advisor Carter Page, that ex-British spy Christopher Steele's controversial dossier on Trump could be not verified, according to Carter. The report may also throw a wrench into the House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff's impeachment inquiry. I doubt if anything stop him. According to Carter's news report, Horowitz's findings will make it clear that Schiff's backing of the FBI's FISA warrant on Page was entirely based on the California Democrats' bias against Trump and not on any objective consideration. Well, that doesn't shock me at all. Many Republican officials say the shift's single-mindedness on impeachment proceedings against the president demonstrates this continued bias, Carter reported. Attorney General William Barr has directed federal prosecutor John Durham to investigate the FBI and how it handled the investigation of Trump's 2016 campaign. So there'll be a lot more coming out. You know, I mentioned before, a lot of people mentioned the boomerang. Now, God is in control. He wants all to come to repentance. But I believe many people will not come to repentance for two main reasons. It's a pride issue, pride, and ignorance. They're so caught up in themselves. So they'll come to themselves. But vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay, meaning God will repay. Doesn't necessarily mean on earth here, but unless they repent, there's only two places someone will spend when they die. It's either heaven or hell. Where will you spend eternity? I do another radio show on Sunday morning from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on WPIC, 790 a.m. It's a half-hour show called One Way Radio Network. Why we call it One Way? There's only one way to heaven, not 50 ways, not 10 ways. Jesus says, I am the truth, the life, and the way. No one comes to the Father except through me, being Jesus. He says, I'm the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, and the end. Hebrews 9:27, man's appointed once to die. Then comes the judgment. Who do you say who this Jesus is? Is he a lunatic, a liar, or God, who he says he is? He loves everyone. He wants all to come to repentance. He's at the door. But the secret is, according to James 4:10, you must humble yourself. That's why I believe many people, according to Matthew 7, will not be in heaven. There'll be millions in heaven, but many will be more in hell, according to Matthew 7, is because of pride and ignorance. So James 4:10, you must humble yourself before the Lord. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. There is none righteous. No, not one. So the secret is you got to repent of your sins, ask for forgiveness, then do what? Accept Jesus Christ as the God, not a God, and meet it in your heart, and you will spend eternity in heaven. Now, you still have your old nature. I have my old nature still, my flesh. God's still working me. I'm under construction, and I have my new nature. So if you'd like to learn more about that, tune in on Sunday mornings from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on WPIC 790 a.m. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week. We'll have more great information to talk about what we've learned from being down at St. Charles in Missouri. So we'll talk to you next week.